This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you're barking up the wrong tree. You want an aspirin? I love the inquisitive look. That's what I'm going for, Greg.
You got it.
It is 9:06 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
I'm looking for a connection for those two statements.
Well, there is an ingredient that was found in the bark of willow trees.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
You do?
Yes, I do.
What am I talking about?
Pain reliever, aspirin.
That is correct, right? Sir. Ding, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. On this day.
Yes.
In 1899.
Wow.
The German company Bayer patents aspirin.
This day in 1899.
Patented it, yeah.
Isn't it crazy something so simple we've had around so long and we still use it like that?
Well, and it is interesting because we're coming back around in many ways. You know, is there holistic cures, medicines, etc.?
Right.
Well, aspirin came from the bark of willow trees. Wasn't invented by, like, a chemist in a lab.
I had no idea about that part.
Might have been refined in that way, but, yeah, I thought that was, just kind of a reminder that nature may already be providing the cures for many of our ills.
I wonder who figured that out. Like, okay, they patented it, but something had to happen before then when you were chewing on the bark of a willow tree and your headache went away, you know, or something.
I got to tell you, I was drinking some of that shine and my headache was so bad I'd do anything. And this old Indian feller, he come over and he said, try chewing on this bark. And I did, and that helped my headache.
They had cowboys and Indians in Germany? Really? Wow. Who knew?
Who says it was invented in Germany? It was patented there.
Oh, they stole it, them Germans.
Yeah. No. It is the most common drug in household medicine cabinets. It was originally made from a chemical found in the bark of willow trees. In its primitive form, the active ingredient, salicin, I guess it would be, was used for centuries in folk medicine, beginning in ancient Greece.
Wow.
Yeah. When Hippocrates used it to relieve pain and fever. Now, that's going back a ways. Known to doctors since the mid-19th century, it was used sparingly due to its unpleasant taste and tendency to damage the stomach. Huh. In 1897, Bayer employee Felix Hoffman found a way to create a stable form of the drug that was easier and more pleasant to take. However, further evidence showed that Hoffman's work maybe was really done by a Jewish chemist, Arthur Eichengrün, whose contributions were covered up during the Nazi era. After obtaining the patent rights, Bayer began distributing aspirin in powder form to physicians to give to their patients 1 gram at a time. The brand name came from A for acetyl, spear from the Spiria plant, a source of that psilocin, and that's how it got its name, aspirin. Yep. So everything you ever wanted to know about aspirin and more. You think it's tough to swallow an aspirin? Why don't you try swallowing 8-carat diamond earrings?
Ooh.
8-carat.
Ooh.
Not only did a thief do that, also a pair of 4.86-carat diamond earrings.
Wow.
And a 5.61-carat diamond ring. Hmm.
Yeah, jewelry box would be a whole much better option, I think.
Well, he wasn't attempting to store it per se, maybe. He was trying to get away with it. A Florida jewelry thief swiped more than $700,000 in earrings last week and then swallowed the evidence hours before he was arrested. Yep, his name is Jathan Gilder, 32. He told employees at Tiffany & Company in the mall at Millennia there in the Orlando area, a very fashionable upscale mall, that he was a representative of an Orlando Magic basketball player.
Hmm.
So, yes, people who have means and are wealthy can have people run errands for them, even maybe to make a purchase as expensive and possibly important as diamond earrings. Apparently, I guess they believed him enough to take him to the VIP room and showed him several high-end pieces of jewelry. Yeah. And which I guess he turned around. He swallowed. He grabbed 3 pieces of jewelry, struggled with employees before dropping the ring, so he still had the diamond earrings, and he fled the store. Mall security cameras captured him leaving, and detectives traced it to an Enterprise rent-a-car in Houston. And it was Florida Highway Patrol that spotted Gilder and the SUV at 7:55. I mean, he hightailed it out of there and was already on Interstate 10 in Tallahassee. He made it 300 miles away from Orlando.
He's heading back to Texas, I guess.
He was taking the fastest route back to Texas and taking it in a fast way. Well, he was then taken into custody.
Whoops.
And Gilder swallowed several times, the affidavit said.
Wow.
So a scan of the suspect taken at the county jail found foreign objects in his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it how they say this. These foreign objects are suspected to be the Tiffany & Company earrings. No, well, what he swallowed is from the dollar store.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I mean, what else is going to be in his stomach that's going to show up in a metallic way?
Uh-huh.
But they said that they still need to collect the evidence, though, after they pass through his system.
Mm-hmm.
So see how they nicely put that?
And I appreciate
we'll wait
you keeping it that way.
We'll wait till it passes through your system.
Yeah, you don't want to be the junior detective on that case, because guess what you get to do?
Well, he tried to play detective and maybe attorney, because while he's in jail, Gilder said, hey, am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach? Well, they haven't ascertained that it was evidence yet, but since you just confirmed it, thank you very much.
We'll wait and see.
Another dumb crook.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
As Gilder was sitting in the patrol car, an arresting trooper heard him say, I should have thrown them out the window. Hmm. Now, Orlando police spokesman declined to comment whether or not the stolen earrings had been recovered and who is going to wear those smelly things.
Hmm.
Actually, I could find some cleaning solution if you want to gift me.
Yeah, I think
diamond earrings were quite expensive.
Well, they'll be going back to Tiffany, obviously, at some point. But after they're no longer evidence, they'll have a story to tell about those.
Apparently, the same guy pulled off a very similar robbery at another location of Tiffany & Company back in 2022. In Woodlands, Texas.
Oh, that's a high-dollar area there outside of Houston.
Yes, it is. And he also has 48 separate warrants out of Colorado. 48.
So this is a career, basically.
Yeah. $770,000. I mean, well, over $750,000 from just a couple of swallows.
Mm. Man.
Stop. Greg.
That's just stupid.
Stop. Craig's going, I didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
You're trying to assign me some sort of blame.
Yes. You know, like usual.
It's possible.
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
But would you want to buy those after they've been, I mean, I know they're going to clean them and disinfect them and all that kind of thing. But do you have to, on the part of the jeweler, reveal that these weren't always in the store?
Like a house that previously...
Yes. Something happened in the crime, death, whatever. Do you have to reveal?
I don't know if you have to divulge that or not.
Do you know where these diamonds were before you bought them?
It's a scratch and dent and poopy sale.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I just...
Can't picture that at Tiffany & Company,
no,
though.
No, probably not so much.
Yeah. Our trash is your treasure. Delivered. How about this?
Yeah.
Purchase the earrings.
Yeah.
Get a case of toilet paper absolutely free. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay. I'll take an aspirin and come back even smarter, my friends, because it is 9:16. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. You can get The Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get podcasts, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Either way, you click on subscribe. And you'll never miss a minute of The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More headlines to catch up on, about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. So hang in there, my friends, and happy Thursday. 97.3 The Sky. Crank it up. It's Thursday. We're going to make it. It is 9:20. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer's always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And if you missed it, you missed the story of a Florida man swallowing $770,000 worth of Tiffany earrings. Yes, he's been busted, but they won't give word whether or not the jewelry store got back their diamond earrings or not.
You're still waiting.
Yeah, the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Pete, you're on the air.
Yeah, the police are probably going to give this guy a bran muffin and some prune juice to get things moving. And then he's going to have diamond in the roughage.
Wow. Diamond in the roughage. That's not bad.
That's pretty good, actually, Pete.
I was worried. When someone wanted to comment, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but it's Pete. He's
you're,
good.
Well, you're he's right. Good. Yeah. But that's exactly right. That's what I looked at it and go, yeah, I'm sure it'll be funny and fine.
There are some people we would not let on to refer to them.
No, because
they know who they are. So,
yeah. They would be talking, you know, about other things.
Yeah.
And if there's anything that's going to go a little tawdry or immature, I'm going to handle that.
Absolutely.
I'm the one that gets the paycheck.
That's your department.
Okay? I get paid for that.
Yeah.
That wit.
Don't try this at home.
Absolutely not. If you want to stay married, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, coming up, the 6th annual Appreciation Dinner for Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. This has been a great event, and it serves a lot of purposes, but basically it shines a spotlight on the hidden wounds of war. And that's what Soldiers Freedom Outdoors does. They help to heal those hidden wounds. Helps to prevent suicides, basically, in a lot of cases. I've heard firsthand stories myself with my own ears coming from people who experienced some time away at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors. So we'd like to invite you to this great event coming up April the 26th at the World Equestrian Center. Music, raffles, live auction, and guest speakers featuring Major General James the Hammer Hartsell. And he can tell a few stories, and he tells them extremely well. And plus, he's overall a great guy, and he's a veteran. And you do not have to be a veteran to attend this, and it is one of the big fundraisers of the year. So we'd love to have you participate. You can buy a whole table. You can get tickets individually. Just go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. That's soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. Thanks in advance for your continued support of a wonderful cause. Yep. All right. What else do we have going on? More money, more money, more money being found. This was when Biden was during his, well, the lamest of duck period. This is after Trump had already won. And then they went on a spending spree in the White House, basically trying to spend as much money as they possibly could. Yes, they did it on purpose. John Podesta, who had been Biden's top climate czar, was in charge of doling out $375 billion in climate change spending.
Billion, not million, right?
Yes, billion.
That's crazy.
Over a third of $1 trillion, if that helps to give you a picture. Or a stack of $1 billion 375 times. I mean, it's incomprehensible. And some of this money had been sent to many charities that were founded only months ago. Literally, like, Podesta calls up some buddies and says, hey, how quick can you, you know, slam something together so we can send you money? The Biden administration funneled at least $20 billion into environmental groups, most of which had only recently been founded, according to the New York Post. In one case, former Vice President Kamala Harris handed over a check for nearly $7 billion to Bethesda, Maryland-based group Climate United Fund. You know, the old Climate United Fund, you know, CUF.
I've never heard of them.
Well, that's probably because they don't appear in the IRS's charities database and, in fact, has no federal filing. So,
whoops.
You may have never heard of them because there is a distinct possibility they really don't exist.
Well, since we are talking Biden-related, you know, that whole shell company kind of concept.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. So where is this money? Especially like the $7 billion.
Mm.
In 2024, EPA advisor Brent Efron was caught on video saying the Environmental Regulatory Agency had rushed out its $20 billion in climate funding. Quote, get the money out as fast as possible before they, meaning the Trump administration, come in. It's like we're on the Titanic and we're throwing gold bars off the edge.
Unreal.
Project Veritas caught that on, you know, video. Caught him saying that.
Just shows you who these people really are.
$20 billion. It really is literally like throwing gold bars off the Titanic.
Wow.
And you don't think that any of that money would have been given with a little wink of an eye saying, and don't forget, you know, I get a little finder's fee. Little, what's the bird dog fee on $20 billion?
Wow.
You know, they could toss you $5 million. $5 million. It doesn't even come close to putting even a tiny, tiny dent in it. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said that he is working with the FBI and DOJ on 8 of these groups tied to the quote-unquote gold bars scheme. Zeldin said that the director of the Greenhouse Reduction Fund left an NGO to come to the Biden administration, becomes the director of the Greenhouse Reduction Fund, and gave their former employer $5 billion.
Man.
He noted that one CEO who applied for a $20 million grant sat on the Biden White House Environmental Justice Council, which had only received $3 million over the prior 3 years. The EPA uncovered that $2 billion was set aside for climate change group Power Forward Communities, which is associated with Democrat Stacey Abrams. Lavish vacations, anyone?
Yeah.
Even though the organization had only reported $100 in revenue. Huh.
Not so successful, huh?
Doesn't seem like it all jives.
Mm-mm. Oh, there's some jive talking going on here, but that's about it.
Well, and hopefully Lee Zeldin, Doge, the president, and all those working on the taxpayers' behalf will try to uncover, pinpoint, get, and claw some of that money back, and at the same time, throw these people under the jail, please. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Stick around. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thursday. It's 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you so much for selling out the Bob Rose Golf Scramble. We are full. Once again, the event is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson on 97.3 The Sky. And as usual, 100% of the proceeds will benefit the great local work done for the developmentally disabled through the ARC of Alachua County. And great work it is that they do. If you have some time and can volunteer the day of the event for the event, it's Friday, April 4th at the beautiful Hawkstone Golf and Country Club. We could use some volunteers. If you have that day free, then please get in touch with Mark Johnson at the ARC, 352-246-3516. All right. Always get some great volunteers out there. It's a wonderful event. Happy to have my name on it, and look forward to another successful year. And we can't do these things without you, so thank you. Appreciate the wonderful support that the ARC gets and that, you know, that I get. All right, so what's the latest with the whole Hamas thing? You notice it, none of that was brought up during Trump's speech the other night. Kind of in a sort of a weird holding pattern, I guess, if you will. You know, you've got the phase one, phase two thing going on. The Hamas terror group on Thursday, earlier this morning, dismissed President Donald Trump's latest threat and refused to release more Israeli hostages without a permanent ceasefire deal in the Gaza Strip. The Hamas spokesman said the best path to free the remaining Israeli hostages is through negotiations on a second phase of the ceasefire agreement. The first phase of the ceasefire, which lasted 42 days, ended on Saturday. A second phase was supposed to begin in early February, though only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. And the Hamas response comes after Trump met with 8 former hostages in Washington and posted what he called a last warning to Hamas on his Truth social platform on Wednesday. Shalom Hamas means hello and goodbye. You can choose, the president's post began. Release all the hostages now, not later, and immediately return all of the dead bodies of the people you murdered, or it's over, in all caps, for you. Trump added that he is sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job, and that not a single Hamas member will be safe if you don't do as I say.
Wow.
And then he added this. He said, also, to the people of Gaza, a beautiful future awaits, but not if you hold hostages. If you do, you are dead, all caps. Make a smart, all caps, decision. Release the hostages now, or there will be hell to pay later.
To the point.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So, you know, what do we want? We want peace. That's what we want. And but we also want a situation where Israel can do everything in their power to prevent another October 7th, which is well within their rights, the way they were attacked, the attack on totally innocent civilians and youngest and most innocent. It just... sickening. All right, what else is Trump up to? Well, he seeks to eliminate the Department of Education. I don't know that that's necessarily brand new news, although he's talked about it. Now, today, they expect he'll issue the executive order, possibly today. And The experiment of controlling American education through federal programs and dollars and the unaccountable bureaucrats those programs and dollars support has failed our children, our teachers, and our families. And the person that, you know, he has put in charge of this, the Education Secretary Linda McMahon, she said that she would send education back to the states. I don't know how much you've heard, but you ever hear from somebody on the left, they'll talk about, she took this job to put herself out of a job. Like, they scratch their heads. Uh-huh. They can't make sense of it. Listen, Trump doesn't get a paycheck. Elon Musk doesn't get a paycheck. I don't think that Linda McMahon is hard up for money. She's a billionaire.
Yeah.
So they just can't understand. What do you mean? She's not. She just got that job, that title, you know? Doesn't she want to continue to have that amount of power? Why would you work yourself out of a job? Because it's the right thing to do. There are some things that are bigger.
And they don't understand that.
They don't.
At all.
Clearly.
No.
Yeah.
Totally different intentions.
What else is President Trump up to? He has decided to exempt automakers from proposed tariffs on Mexico and Canada for 1 month. He heard the pleas from industry leaders, and he said, we're going to give a one-month exemption to any autos coming through USMCA. And that was Caroline Leavitt that shared that as the White House press secretary during a press conference yesterday. Reciprocal tariffs will still go into effect April 2. But at the request of the companies, the president is giving them an exemption for 1 month so they're not at an economic disadvantage. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I mean, whenever it does kick in, would they be at a possible economic disadvantage, at least temporarily?
My gut feeling is obviously they would be for this month if they had to pay the tariffs, because obviously other manufacturers aren't paying those. But I think it gives them this 30 days to come up with a plan of future moves, and I think they're all kind of gambling on those future moves making him make a different decision when it comes to those tariffs. Even though you can't build a plant overnight, but I think if they're on the right track, I think he'll be, considering those kind of things. At least that's my gut feel.
Well, I think he'll accept a promise he did from Honda.
Yep.
He said, hey, we're not going to build that factory in Mexico that we were planning on doing.
Uh-huh.
We have located another spot, and we are going to put it in Indiana.
Yep.
So I don't know what you have to get in writing, how much you can hold people's feet to the fire on these kinds of agreements, but I would imagine that, you know, you go into some sort of a contractual arrangement. It could be fairly basic, but it just ensures that, you know, everybody's speaking the same language and they're on the same page, so to speak.
Right.
And that is, in fact, top executives spoke with officials from the Commerce Department last Thursday. Administration officials expressed their desire to bring investment and auto production to the United States. So they don't want to be punishing anyone.
Right.
What they want to do is hand a carrot to those who, you know, open up or extend their presence in the U.S. with a factory, with manufacturing.
Still amazes me how the critics don't understand how Trump works. He's always several steps ahead of them, and they just see what he's doing and go, oh, look at the bad thing he's doing. No, he's getting something done because there's going to be a reaction to his action, and that's what he wants.
They're almost like the car driver. The lefties are like car drivers that only see what is occurring in traffic immediately in front of them.
Exactly.
They don't see oncoming traffic, side traffic, pedestrians, how the traffic is behaving 1, 2, 5, 8 cars ahead of you, you know, and taking this information in and patterns and looking at brake lights, etc. They monitor the vehicle in front of them. If the vehicle in front of them drives off a cliff, chances are these lefty thinking people will just follow them right off the cliff.
Yep.
Because that's how they operate. I think in the same sense, I guess that's how they operate when they think about a Donald Trump. They try to take everything at face value. not realizing that the art of the deal comes into play. Mm-hmm. The game of chess comes into play. And what you see might not be what you get. And there's a very good reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, they're just a couple of moves, well, or more behind him.
Well, it's like you put it. Sometimes it's the carrot and sometimes it's the stick. And he uses both.
Yes, he does.
to great effectiveness.
Now, Joy Behar is used to, Behar, she's used to having the stick.
And she probably likes it.
And she likes to rule that show with an iron microphone, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, she had somebody who, I don't know, is not going to be a wallflower. He's probably going to answer back. His name is Stephen A. Smith. I'm sure you heard of him. We've had him on the show before. He's made a huge name for himself at ESPN. And he was on The View. And she asked him about, you know, President Trump, his win. I mean, she asked a long leading question to try to downplay it all. But Smith took Behar on a point-by-point journey, refuting her assertion. He said he won every single swing state. He increased in terms of his voter turnout in his favor from the standpoint of blacks, Latinos, and young voters. 89% of the counties shifted to the right, Joy.
She's trying to say there was no mandate.
Well, he said that is a mandate. When 89% of the counties shifted to the right, that is a mandate. Yeah. So he took her to task. He said, in the end, if you think about him being impeached twice, 34 felony counts, 34 felony convictions, and they still elected him president, it's not about him winning, Smith explained. It was an indictment against the Democratic Party and what the Democratic Party was offering to American citizens. We might sit up there and talk about, hey, you should be a party for the working class, which the Democratic Party was once known for, and they're not known for that right now. Why? Because their message was catering towards others, and they forgot about the people that brought them there and elevated the Democratic Party to what it was over the last few decades. That's why they lost. He didn't win. The Democrats lost. I don't agree with that. I think it was actually both.
Yeah, I do too.
The Democrats certainly didn't do themselves any favor. They're on the wrong side of every issue. And Trump capitalized on that and got people very, very excited about the possibilities of really literally making America great again. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
Too bad the lefties are missing out on all that.
Yeah.
But mental illness is not easy to cope with.
It's real.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Upbeat positive thoughts coming up next. Things that make you smile if you want to weigh in. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. It's coming up next. Call now. Another day in paradise. Love it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's your turn. Things that make you smile. Looking for those upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now, 877-975-9825. And Hollywood, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, as usual. Well, I am heading down to beautiful Sarasota, Florida. I am filming a commercial for Sarasota Tourism. So that makes me smile. Going to have a good day down there. God bless you guys.
you drive safe, you stud muffin, you. Let's go to Tony. What's making you smile?
So a month ago, I called in, and I was on the eve of going to initial entry training for the Florida State Guard. I've come back home. I'm officially a member now of the Florida State Guard. And what's making me smile, Bob, is that at 51, I'm able to serve Florida and salute that flag that I love so much in uniform. And it's a humbling experience. It's an honor and privilege to serve the people of Florida. And go Florida State Guard. God bless America.
God bless you. Great job. I love it. Jeff, what's making you smile?
Hey, y'all know what a talk box is? Snap a line with it.
Yeah.
I bought some orange Never seen it. It's more like a tangerine. And I snapped the line, and I was like, hey, little tangerine line. And it spoke back to me. I was like, hey, Jeff, how are you doing today? And what's making me smile is I got my psychologist on speed dial, and he gave me a date to come in. God bless America.
Yeah, don't snort the chalk line, okay,
no,
Jeff?
Like
clearly something occurred there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Yeah, don't do that. Well, what's making me smile, Bob, is during the Bob Rose show today, I've been able to dig seven holes of I'm basically making these holes in the property to put 4x4s in order to put up sunshades to try to pretend to fight against the Florida sun. So I'm basically doing some cement and 4x4 kind of stuff and digging, and I just hope it works out well.
Making shade.
There you go.
That's what you got to do this time of year to be prepared for the rather warm months that are just right around the corner, my friends. Yep. Hang in there. You know what else is right around the corner? The smoking gun. And that's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A State Farm executive appeared in a video that was done by James O'Keefe, OMG News. He does these undercover things, and apparently, the man described as Hayden Kirkpatrick was at least a vice president in 2024 for State Farm Innovation and Venture Capital. Well, he made the statement that basically none of these homes should have ever been built in Pacific Palisades at all, basically blaming the victims of the wildfires like somehow it's their fault, when really the risk on most of the houses is no greater than anywhere else in L.A. Yep, and the truth is the smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.